insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to welcome you again to the program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to benefit more from the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
We're discussing verse number 37, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Adam received certain words from his Lord and he repented with those, fataba alay. And then it says, innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. Indeed, he, God, is all clement and all merciful. The previous session I explained what tawbah actually means. We said that tawbah is to return to God. There's an additional explanation that's needed for us to understand the last part of this verse and in many other verses where it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Tawwab. Okay. Innahu huwa Tawwabur Rahim. Tawwab is the plural of Ta'ib. Someone that, now I would like to use the definition of Ta'ib and see what that means to say that it's not so. Tawwab, okay, is someone that is constantly repenting in the sense that we use it for the creation for human beings. Tawwab is someone that constantly repents, and it's been used in the narrations for that, and I will read you some of those narrations. However, to understand this, there's a very delicate point that we need to understand here. When you're talking about a relationship between two people, when one has distanced himself from the other, let's understand it a little clearer, let's use an example from our day-to-day lives. When we feel distanced from our parents, let's say. Now, our parents are someone or people that we love very much. They help us. They've raised us. They've gone through so much hardships to enable us to be where we are. So we love them so much. Yet, sometimes it happens that we argue with them, for instance, and we feel distance from them. We feel that I can't get so close to them. In order to get the relationship back in place and where it was before this situation, it's not only one-sided that you go and say, oh, please forgive me if it was your fault. Or in this case, in this particular case of the parents, it's always the children that should go and kiss their hands and say, I'm sorry, although it may be their fault that they did whatever they did. The argument was caused because something that they did. However, all the hardship that these people have gone through was for free. They didn't charge us anything. They didn't have to, no one put a knife to their throat to go through all that hardship to raise us to the status that we're at. We really, really, really owe them too much. Too much. So anyway, if I want to go and make up for this situation and bring the situation back to what it was before that, it's not only a matter of me going there and fixing it back up. No, they also should feel the same way. They should also accept my apologies. Sometimes we go and say, I'm sorry, so apologies not accepted. You were too rude. You were too disrespectful. I can't accept your apologies. So I did. I went back. I cleared up that distance, but no, I really didn't. Now, physically, I did go there and kiss their hands, maybe even, but that didn't happen. It didn't go back to where it was before this argument took place. In order for that to happen, they need to also come to me. They need to also accept my repentance. That coming to me, returning to me, returning to us being having a very close relationship is through the parents in our example to come back to the child, accept that apologies, which is very much recommended to the parents in this example. Because especially during youth, during even more particularly during the age of puberty, especially boys tend to be a little more, maybe you would call it arrogant. They're feeling that they want to be a little more independent. They don't want to be told to do this or that, which is kind of natural. They should control it, but because of that, you know, pressure that is pretty natural, some arguments do happen, and it's very good for the parents to be forgiving when that occurs. So anyway, the parents should also return. The parents should also accept this. When the two sides come together, that's when it goes back to what it was, and the strong bond is there between the two again. Otherwise, even if one side goes to the other asking to forgive them for whatever behavior they had, until the other side accepts and they also come to this individual, you're not going to have the close relationship that was there beforehand. So, in this, that was only an example to explain this. When an individual commits a sin, disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they've distanced themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to get back to the relationship, the close relationship that was there beforehand, what needs to happen is, other than me going and asking for forgiveness, God accepts our repentance. If God does not accept the repentance, then it's not really tawbah. I went to perform this tawbah. I returned. I tried to return, let's say, but it was not accepted. And therefore, that didn't happen. That distance between us is still there. So when the verse says, "Innahu huwa tawwabur rahim," it's saying that he always returns. He is the one that constantly returns to you. You just want to, you just intend, you have this intention in your mind that I feel bad about what I've done, and I want you to forgive me, God. I felt arrogant, I did this, I felt My temptations took over me. I'm sorry. Feeling that regret inside, you feel that. You ask God for forgiveness. Innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. He is constantly returning. It's a very interesting verse in the Holy Quran that I find it very beautiful. In verses in the same surah, verse 159 and 160, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about one of the worst types of people, where he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who keep the truth that was revealed, the guidance that was revealed to the previous prophets, those who hide that from others so that they will not be guided, these people are going to be cursed by Allah. وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. The angels and all the worshippers, all the believers are cursing these people. You can imagine how bad these people are. This guidance that is supposed to reach people and human beings, that was the purpose of creation, was to guide human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this guidance to His prophets. مِن بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ. He revealed His book to Prophet Jesus, to Prophet Moses. For guidance of the people, and these individuals that know the truth in these books, they understand that the book says that this prophet is coming in this region, and they do find all the signs in this prophet. These people keep the truth and they hide it from these people so they don't know, people from their own religion, so they won't know what the truth was. These are one of the worst people, if not the worst, amongst human beings. Yet, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ, says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. If you've done all of this horrible deed, if you've performed, if you've done this horrible act, you will be cursed except الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا. Those who repent, they turn back. وَأَصْلَحُوا, of course, that shows itself. When you return to God, if you're trying to make up, then you start fixing your actions as well. And this verse refers to the أَصْلَحُ. وَبَيَّنُوا, and they explain that no, the truth was what it was. They start explaining to people. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, God says, referring to Himself, فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ, I will return back to these people. وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, and I am the very the one who constantly returns. The way He puts it in this verse, referring to Himself, that do this and I will return to you. I will come back to you. I won't let you die with the terrible status that you're in. It's a very, very beautiful way. Inshallah, we have the tawfiq to perform that. So, I guess it became pretty clear the point that I wanted to give, although I didn't get to read all the narrations that I wanted. The points that I wanted to say about this repenting is the practical aspect of it, is that repentance is the essence of returning to God, is feeling that I did wrong. What I did was wrong. This is the essence of tawbah, brothers and sisters. A lot of times when we do something and we knew it was bad, after doing it, we start to justify what we did, that it wasn't bad. This is exactly what Iblis did, and this is what caused him to go to the lowest pits of hellfire, is because of this. When he did something wrong, which is not accepting God's command, instead of, when he was asked, why did you do that? Instead of saying, I did wrong, I'm sorry, he said, no, I did right, I'm better than him. That's justifying. A lot of times when we do something wrong, afterwards, although we knew that was not right, afterwards we start justifying it. No, I didn't do something wrong. It was actually right to do it in this way. This is what gets us in trouble, brothers and sisters. Confessing to Allah only, not the way some other religions do, that you go to someone else and you start saying, oh, I committed this act. No. Accept it. Accept that I did wrong. Please, God, forgive me. I did wrong. Feel that and feel the regret. This is the essence of tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this tawbah. And that's the interpretation of إِنَّهُ وَالتَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. He's always ready to accept the tawbah. You should be ready for it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand our own flaws and to be able to be brave enough with ourselves and truthful enough with ourselves to accept that we did wrong and to feel guilty and regretful of it and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do forgive us from all the wrong deeds that we have done. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار